Yesterday, a circuit court judge in Missouri struck down Johnson & Johnson's bid to overturn a major verdict against the company. This summer, 22 women sued Johnson & Johnson and won based on their claims that asbestos in its talcum powder caused them to develop ovarian cancer. A jury in St. Louis ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay nearly $5 billion in damages. Last week, national news reports revealed years of internal correspondence and documents showing the company had likely known for decades that their products contained asbestos. One of the plaintiffs in the case, Crystal Kim, lives in Philadelphia. She spoke with WHYY's Nina Feldman about going to trial, living through cancer, and recent news reports on Johnson & Johnson.
In reading that, this is what we already knew. We found this out in trial, during trial. So we'd already known, but having it come out, that gave me a sense of indication. Like, yeah, now you're exposed, and now everyone's going to know. Because a lot of people were like, no, not Johnson & Johnson. They're the family company.
Kim lives in a small apartment in the Roxborough section of Philadelphia with her two grown sons and their dog, Pepsi. She's 53 and works part-time as an airline booking agent. She was first diagnosed with ovarian cancer back in 2014. She was at the doctor's for a minor surgery when they noticed something suspicious and tested for cancer.
So that's when they brought in the oncology surgeon, and he opened me up and said, she's a mess, it's everywhere. I had no symptoms, I had no bloating, I was in the gym every day and felt fine, and that's why it's known as the silent killer.
Kim had her uterus removed and parts of her colon and intestines. At some point during the treatment, she says she thinks she filled out a survey on Facebook saying that, yes, she had ovarian cancer, and yes, she had used baby powder when she was young.
My first recollection of using it on my own is when I was 10 and I started playing baseball. I was one of the first girls that they let play baseball co-ed. And my mom, she told me, you know, make sure that you stay clean, you take a shower, because she had a nose like a bloodhound. And she said, you can't be the stinky cute girl. You've got to be fresh and clean, you know. So put the powder on. You know, that's where it began. So it's just something that I always did.
Once in remission, a couple of lawyers got in touch with Kim and came to meet her. Soon, she was preparing to go to trial in St. Louis with 21 other women, all who'd had ovarian cancer. She dubbed them the Tenacious 22. They were suing Johnson & Johnson for not properly notifying them of the dangers of asbestos, which they said they had evidence was present in their baby powder.
I had been loyal to the brand, and as a lot of us had been. So I think now people are starting to realize that they're not the Johnson & Johnson of old. They're not the Johnson brothers that started with Band-Aids for the military back in the day. This is a huge conglomerate, and they're monsters.
Much of the trial was a debate over whose science is more sound. Johnson & Johnson still maintains there is and never has been asbestos in its products. Lawyers for the women said the company used tests that weren't sensitive enough to detect the substance. Kim remembers the moment she said she thought sealed the deal for the jury. In closing statements, when a Johnson & Johnson lawyer shook a bottle of baby powder and some of it came out in a plume of white dust.
So when he squeezed it, he did like, you know, like the swerve. And when the jury saw that, they were like, he doesn't even want to be near it.
If you could have it your way, what would you want to see happen now?
I just want them to admit that they are wrong. They're trying to, you know, it's like a kid that just won't say, I did it. I'm sorry. Put a warning label on it, like the cigarette companies do. Let us pick our own poison. If that's what we want to do, we're informed. Be a little more sensitive. You're marketing this to babies, so act like it.
Nina Feldman, WHYY News.